Hey, this is Adam Richman from Food Network UK, and you are feasting your ears on the Hotspur podcast. Come on, you Spurs.
Yeah, well, welcome to a brand new Hot Spurs podcast. It is the 5th of May, 2016. I'm Steve. We've got Colin in Northern Ireland. How you doing, Cole?
Not good. Not happy.
Yeah.
Hate Chelsea.
Yeah.
We'll get into it.
Yeah, let's go.
Oh, I'm very angry tonight, Steve. Very angry. Not at Spurs, though.
Let's do it. So, first half, we start off, I thought we were very cagey. It wasn't a very good sort of opening 20 minutes. And when we scored, it was quite out of the blue, really, wasn't it? Because there wasn't much happening. And then we played well for the rest of the half. But as usual, Cole, you shoot off and then we'll...
see where it goes.
I'll add little bits and pieces, the bits that you've missed. Go on.
Look, you're right. You know, look, there was obviously an atmosphere, and Chelsea had their banners out supporting Leicester and supporting Ranieri, and obviously the whole build up to the game from a lot of their players, you know, about not wanting Spurs to win the league and things. So, you know, the whole game was hyped up. But look, it's a London derby, you know, with no love of Chelsea. We all know what they are, what they stand for, and it was going to be one of those tight, cagey games. But as you say, you know, once we got that first goal, seemed to settle down. The celebrations were fantastic. And you know, we played some good football. Bit of niggly stuff, obviously, we have to talk about in that first half as well. Walker, you know, a bit stupid. Having the flick. You know, what is he thinking? You're right.
Well, we say he's you know, thick, isn't he? But then he comes across in interviews as quite a bright lad.
It's just stupid stuff, Steve. And even that was him, you know, Danny Rose,
and a nothing player as well to do it to.
Yeah, exactly. But you know, Danny Rose as well got involved with William in a bit of a tackle, and there was no need to probably square up. I think it was more William.
Yeah,
you know, was going in, and obviously Pochettino, you know, came flying in between him, and that sort of set the standard then, you know, for what was going to go on. But
yeah,
I think the big thing, you know what, from my point of view, you know, I've been getting a lot of stick this week. I'm sure a lot of Spurs fans have been getting a lot of stick, and you know, about that we lost control. And yes, like, we'll be honest, we did. You know, we did lose our heads, but no wonder we lost our heads, because you know what, they pushed a lot of buttons. You know, Chelsea knew what they were at. There was, you know, the stage with Costa in the first half where Vertonghen had a pull of him, and you know, he put his head into Vertonghen, and you know, Costa, that's what he does, but. You know, it was all there, but you know, for people to say that we blew it, you know, it was us. We threw it away.
Never said.
You know,
never said.
You know, never. And the thing is, you know, what people need to remember as well, we were never top of the league, Steve.
Mm-hmm.
We were hoping, and we were chasing. We're the only team with any fight to actually put a fight up to Leicester.
Yeah.
If we had been sitting 5 points clear, 3 points clear, even 3 or 4 games ago, and Leicester caught us and overtook. I'd have took it in the chin. But, you know, for all these people, you know, Liverpool, United, you know, Chelsea, West Ham, Arsenal fans to be coming out and laughing at us as if we'd done a Liverpool from a few years ago, it was just an absolute joke. But I think the best thing, and what I've had to do myself this week is bite my tongue, you know, and just let things settle down. And I'm now starting to get my points over to a few people that are still trying to have a bit of a go at me. But, you know, we did lose our heads. But as you said, 1-0 up, Son then scored, who I didn't think was having a great game for us, scored a fantastic goal, brilliant ball from Eriksen. And at 2-0, I thought, you know, brilliant, here we go. Let's just slap it up this team. But I knew coming out in the second half that we needed to hold it. I said to Christopher, we need to keep this tight till well into 70-odd minutes. Either sneak a third or keep it at 2-0. But once they got that early goal, Steve, it was, you know, I really, really struggled to watch the game. The amount of emotions I'm sure we all went through, and the guys are in the stadium.
Yeah.
It was so difficult. And it just felt that it was coming. But and deep down, I'm still praying that it wouldn't come. But
but even going into the game, Cole, you're thinking, well, Liverpool have got Leicester have got Everton. They'll smash Everton. You know, they might not now. You know, and it'd be funny, wouldn't it, if Everton do win and then Chelsea do beat Leicester on the last day, and it would be like, hey, wait there. But they were if we'd have beaten Chelsea, they'd have smashed Everton.
I think so.
You know, it was all over. I said it, Cole, weeks and weeks ago. You know, you saw these teams one after the other roll over. The ridiculous comment by Sky News last week, Sky Sports News, saying, you know, teams want a bit of Chelsea, bit of Leicester. You know, not one team, not one player, not one manager, not one fan has said, you know, we want to beat Leicester. They've all said, you know, we want to beat Tottenham. And, you know, even the conversation I had today, I said, well, you know, we haven't won it since, what, 61? And they said, yeah, but Leicester have really been down in the doldrums. It's like, well, how long do you have to go without winning a league then to actually someone go, well, actually, you both be quite nice for both of you, because, you know, they've won a couple of League Cups. Haven't they in the last sort of 20 years? I think we've both won two League Cups in the last 20 years, and that's the grand scheme of it. So it's not as if, you know, they're so much below us in terms of success. I think they've even had a couple more cup finals, haven't they? Didn't they lose a cup final to Liverpool at some point? Or I don't know, but obviously it's you know. The worst thing is the fans' reaction, other people's fans, you know, because we're still like, okay, you know, we would never in for it anyway. And, you know, it's more the game that I was annoyed about, because I thought we just, you know, we have learned in a way to because one game we go 2 or 3 up and we can defend really well and close the game off. And in other games, you know, we capitulate. You know, like we did a couple of years ago. And it's just craziness. You know, we'll get into those tactics in a little bit later on. But in terms of my disappointment, not for the league whatsoever, never even thought we were close. My disappointment is the game. As far as the Chelsea, the way that they've gone about themselves. You know, I work very closely with a Chelsea fan who, you know, thinks it's hilarious, and like it always seems to be then, doesn't it, with the whole Champions League thing and the League Cup last year and the semi-final a couple of years ago, and it's all ha ha, you know, the ghost goal and the fact that there was, what was it, two deflected goals in the League Cup and the debacle of the Champions League, which we knew the rules and all that sort of stuff. And it's them again that have, you know, they've gone 2-0 down. And for some strange reason, we just give the ball straight to them every time. We didn't get near their goal in the last 20 minutes. Yeah, I don't know what they were thinking. You know, all right, go in hard all you want, but have a few chances, boys. You know, and saying that, don't go in hard all you want, because that was, you know, embarrassing to watch at times. But at least have a few chances. I don't even know what they were thinking. Not to go on and try and do something. So it was a crazy match. What did you think of when Ryan Mason came on? What was your thoughts as Ryan Mason came on? And then I'll tell you mine.
I didn't know why he was coming on.
Well, Cole,
What
happened when we were 2-1 up against Arsenal?
Yeah, he went for it.
Right, no, Ryan Mason came on.
Yeah, true, right, yeah.
Ryan Mason came on, played him out of position, because Ryan Mason is a holding midfielder who hasn't played many games. He's been injured this season. The good little player, brilliant for us last year and the year before. Mm-hmm. Was it the year before or last year he came on the scene? Maybe it was last year he came on the scene.
Yeah, I think a couple of years ago, I think it was.
Terrific. Terrific, really good, but hasn't played much football. He's come in a few games and not done very much. So he's automatically, you know, you can't bring him on in that game. I thought he was coming on to shore things up.
Yeah, that was my thought too.
So my first thought, Carl, was why are we bringing Ryan Mason on? We did this against Arsenal and it didn't work. Why are we doing exactly the same tactical move? It's crazy. Bring Chadley on for Son because that's a straight swap.
Yeah, that's what I would have done. Yeah.
And the second thing that was crazy was why are we playing him? Why didn't we bring him on to man Mark Hazard? If that's why we're bringing him on. No, he was the furthest person forward. And in fact, he had our last shot of the game. Yeah, so if you're going to bring him on to shore things up, you stick him at the back to work alongside Dyer and do that. But, you know, so tactically that was weird. But the biggest tactical thing, in my opinion, Cole, is you boys need to calm down. Did Pochettino say that at halftime? I doubt it very, very much. And that is a massive, massive mistake, you know, because I don't think Pochettino said that.
Yeah, well, I don't know. But that was definitely one thing that, you know, needed to be said at halftime. But, you know, the other thing I thought about in hindsight, and I said we'll go into the other issues of the game here soon, was if we hadn't scored that second goal, I actually think it would have been a different game. I think we might have went on to win it. Mm. And I know it's really strange because obviously we're delighted to go in 2-0 up. But I do believe that Hazard probably wouldn't have been brought on. No matter what everybody says, Hazard changed the game.
Yeah.
You know, I was delighted when I seen that he wasn't starting because he had scored two goals in their previous game against Bournemouth. And he's always a danger. No matter what a bad season the guy's had, he's always a dangerous player. But I think, you know, if we hadn't got that goal, you possibly could have seen him not coming on. And it might have given us that 15 to 20 minutes of being a bit more of a settled game. But look, it happened, you know. But I think the thing was, we didn't calm down. And, you know, obviously, Eric Dyer. But you know what? In hindsight now as well, I absolutely loved it. I loved seeing Dyer getting stuck in. I seen Graham Roberts put a tweet out and said he would love to have been playing against Fabregas. And, you know, Dyer seemed to be our new Graham Roberts, you know, on the night. And do you know what? It was nice to see us sort of rough them up and put it about them, because I think by that stage, it had gone, the heads had gone on it as well. But you're right as well, where my biggest disappointment the night was the match. You know, throwing away a two-goal lead to them, you know, which gave them the bragging rights. But they also embarrassed themselves as well that night, I think. If I'd have been a Chelsea fan sitting in that stadium looking at that team going, "Here, boys, where have you been for the last 9 months?"
Yeah.
You know, it really was ridiculous.
I don't think they care, Cole, because they have had, what is it, 10, 15 years of success.
Yeah, trophies, true.
And they've got no history, but they're making their history, unfortunately.
Yeah.
You know, how long it lasts, hopefully, you know, they're out of Champions League for this year. Hopefully they'll have another season of, you know, their players are extremely well paid. Of another season of, you know, nothingness. And hopefully, you know, what you want really is Abramovich to go, "All right, well, you know, that'll do me. I've had my fun, you know, and that's the end of it." Because that is the only reason why they are successful.
Yeah.
Okay, it did start earlier with obviously Matthew Harding coming in, and then, but it really exploded with Abramovich, didn't it? Just ploughing money in.
Yeah.
You know, so bitterness, yes. but yeah, like I say, this Chelsea fan at work, he just said, "Well, we want, you know, might as well let someone else have a go." That I don't think they're bothered. But what we need, Cole, is a couple of seasons of them doing nothing, then it will start to be a little bit funnier. You know, what you want, Cole, is next year. Wouldn't it be lovely if we're in a similar position? You know, just to do something where, you know, we just basically let another team win. You know, I've got no bother with it at all. Dyer on, you know, Monday Night Football. And what do you think, Eric? And I just say, "No, we're playing them at the weekend. I think we'll let the other team win."
You know, we don't want Chelsea to win the league.
whatever it is, just a little bit of role reversal.
Yeah,
and see them, you know, their heads explode. But
how
unprofessional, though, for those two players to do that.
Yeah.
I mean, Fabregas was kind of, it was in the swing of the conversation and he kind of made a little joke. The Hazard one was just like with a smirk on his face.
Yeah.
almost deliberate, you know.
But if you look into Fabregas as well, look at Fabregas's performance on that night and what he got up to. You know, look, Lamella was stupid. I think Lamella might be in trouble for it, and he did stand on his hand.
I don't think he can get done now, can he? I think that's been looked at and reviewed, and that's the end of it.
Right, okay, I'm not too sure, but...
Well, because they've charged Dembele and the Spurs and Chelsea teams, but they haven't... They haven't said anything about Lamella. Surely they looked at it all and went, unless they're like looking at it over 3 days, which they might be doing.
True. But you know, the way Fabregas got on, Steve, you know, running about, holding his hand, and for him to stand and throw his hand into the ref or into the linesman's face, he stood there for 15 seconds with his hand literally touching his face.
Yeah.
And you know, it was just an absolute disgrace from him. And I know what he was at, and that's what they're doing. They're trying to get people sent off, but that was out of order. And I don't know whether you noticed at the end of the game as well. He done something to, I know there's rumours that he done something to cause the trouble in the tunnel.
Yeah.
But he done something to Harry Kane.
Yeah.
As he was walking, and I actually think he like, you know, twisted his nipple. Yeah. I don't know if someone can get the clip of it, but he went over and sort of grabbed him by the shirt and like twisted at him.
Yeah.
And Kane, obviously being Kane, just totally ignored him and, you know, let him get on. But that's whenever he moved towards the tunnel and it all kicked off. Yeah. Now, there's obviously loads of different reports on Twitter and places like that there about, you know, what happened. But, you know, he caused a lot of that trouble on the night. So he did, but just a hateful player. Yeah. Have to watch my. I'm not allowed to swear, so I'm not. So, you know, have to watch myself. But you know, the whole night from them, and it just made me so angry, Steve. It really did, and just took away a wee bit on the night of what we'd achieved. But then, as you settle down and we look at it, you know, the draw away to Chelsea wasn't that bad a result if you're looking at coming second. You know, we need to come second in this league. Yeah. Arsenal are 3 points behind us. We've got a superior goal difference. One result does us, you know, to finish in that second place, and that's the big thing. You know, obviously Arsenal are away to City here at the weekend, and the good thing I think about last night's result is that City need a result, and I think hopefully that will play well for us. But look, we need to go and do the business here against Southampton. You know, we're the earlier kickoff. Go and get the 3 points in the bag. I think the team will be well for it. The crowd's going to be absolutely buzzing on the day as well. Last home game, get the 3 points, you know, secure the second place. And you know what an achievement. And here, what bragging rights to finish above Arsenal. You know, that's going to be as good as anything. And, you know, we can give them stick all summer, you know, constantly. Anybody says anything to you, we've got the answers for them. So, it's a massive. I actually feel like it's a cup final coming up this Sunday. That's how big this game is. Because if we were to finish third now, I think we'd all be absolutely devastated. You know, the league was our hope, and was something that we sort of hoped that we might do. But you know, reality was let's finish above Arsenal, and we finished second place. Steve, what an achievement! It's been the best season. I loved the Harry Redknapp season where we came fourth. Loved the whole thing, but this has been the best season of football that I can remember. You know, I'm 42 years old now, and you know, this is the best season I can remember as being a Spurs fan. And you know what? It was great. I went to vote tonight. Obviously, everybody's voting. I had my Spurs jacket on, wearing it with pride, and it was like, you know, looking at people going, "Yeah, I'm a Spurs fan." You know, yeah, we're second in the league. You know, we're fighting for a league title, and I do believe. And I thought Jamie Carragher has been excellent about us on Sky, and I do believe, you know, we're a changed team, a couple of additions, and we should be up there fighting for it every year now, Steve.
Yeah, I mean, a few things there. I mean, just tell you that I met three Leicester fans in the pub on Sunday, and they all said, all of them at the same time, just said, "You're the best side." And the Leicester season's ticket holders, and they said, "We all know you're the best side. Everybody knows that." You know, and people do say to us, "Oh, we deserve it," but actually, you know, we've won a lot of games 1-0, and a lot of teams are. They said exactly what we're saying. So fair play to them. You know, proper genuine fans for a start. Secondly, brilliant tweet by somebody, can't remember his name, said Arsenal fans are saying that we failed because we finished second to Leicester, but in the same sentence saying, although we can still get second.
You know, yeah.
What? you know, Arsenal, you know, do still think that they can do it. And you know, if we draw against Southampton and a draw against Newcastle, isn't it what happens? That means that we're 3 points behind, right? No, they're 3 points behind. So
yeah,
two draws, and they win a couple.
Yeah, they finish above us.
But they have to. Man City. This sounds terrible, but I think they will turn over Man City, because I just think Man City are a shambles. You know, they seem full of overpaid, you know, players without any heart. Yeah, Guerra's a fantastic player, but my God, does he go missing these days. But, you know...
It's a strange one, sorry, Steve, for City, because obviously they have... You know, the big thing is they have to win this game. United are on their coattails.
Well, yeah.
So they need to get a result this weekend. My worry about City is, and I think what's happened, if I was a City fan, the way I would be looking at it, from they announced the managers, I reckon half of that squad know that they're not going to be kept.
Yeah, possibly.
And it's sort of the stage of, you know what, can I really be bothered?
For very different reasons, Carl. I just think that Spurs and Man City might well be might be a bit negative performances. Not negative in terms of the way they play, but just a bit flat. I've seen many times. Let's move off of the Man City thing for the moment.
Yeah.
You know, you said that it's going to be like a cup final on Sunday. You're absolutely right. We put everything else behind us. This is our cup final, and this is the game that I really wanted, because, in fact, Carl, I didn't want to go to Newcastle. And, yeah, obviously to win the league would be fantastic, but I don't want Newcastle to be the game, because I'm not there, Carl. You know, and I'm a season ticket holder. I've been over 25 years or whatever it is. And as I've said to you time and time again, I like to be at the ground and celebrating. You know, I don't like being at home celebrating these things, because you celebrate, you have a great time, and 5 minutes later, you know, you've got a job to do. So I want to be at Southampton. I want to be, at that game. And if we can do it there, so a win is what we need, and we'll be dancing around and it'll be absolutely fantastic. My problem is, Carl, that I've seen many times Spurs going into games like this and being flat, you know, and you just think, oh my goodness, what's going on here? 20-25 minutes gone, not had a chance, everyone looks completely cream crackered, and you're thinking, where's the goal going to come from? You know, they have a couple of close shaves and you think, oh, you know, and it's that. It's that encouragement, Cole, that we're giving other teams at the moment for some strange reason. So we're fantastic. Go and beat Stoke. Everyone's ranting and raving, saying it's probably the best performance they've ever seen from a Spurs side in the last 20-25 years. And it was amazing. You know, we had so many chances. And it was great football. And then we've just been flat after that, really. Do you know what I mean? I mean, we weren't great against West Brom. A bit of encouragement for them, and massive encouragement for Chelsea with the way we played there, with just losing our heads. So we've got to go back. We've got to rethink things, and this is down to Pochettino. You know, me and you, Carl, we're not full-blooded, Poch is the one, Poch is amazing, Poch, you know, we like him, we think he's done a really good job. Like we say, Cole, he hasn't done anything yet. Well, he's got us at least third, which is pretty good. But you know what? If we don't secure this second position, Cole, I will not be happy.
I don't think a lot of us will be, but no, I for one, certainly with Poch, I love the guy, I love his passion, I love everything that he's doing for us, but I believe he'll have those guys up for this game, and I believe as well, and I hope that the crowd on the day, I think the crowd's going to be, it's going to be one of the best atmospheres. That's why, again, tried to get tickets, couldn't get tickets for this game either. I've had a nightmare this year trying to get over, but I think the crowd's going to be up, because, you know, it is a day of celebration for us, and I think these players, you know, will want to do it for that last home game of the season. The only downfall is we're playing a very, very good team in Southampton. Now, I know last week against Man City, City probably their eyes on the Champions League, but, you know, Southampton will be dangerous, be very, very dangerous to us. But I just feel this team, we're different. I know we've been sort of dropped a wee bit the last couple of games, but I think they're different. These guys will know what this means for us to finish second in this league, and more so to finish above Arsenal.
Yeah.
And to give us a bragging rights. And I think they'll be well up for this game. And
I'm
looking forward to it, but also very, very nervous about it.
Yeah, and I'll just retract that a little bit. Backstep, beep, beep, beep. No, Poch, you know, you forget, don't you? He did take us to a cup final last year.
Yeah.
You know, finishing second or third this year is brilliant. So,
yeah,
you know, that's,
it's a massive achievement.
He has achieved. Really, really.
His hope, Steve, and ours at the beginning of the season was, fingers crossed, we might get in the top four. Remember saying it, but we sort of thought probably sixth, maybe seventh. Mm-hmm. We sort of hoped for seventh, so we wouldn't be in the Europa League. You know, so this guy, I would guarantee you, he was given at the start of the season, I want you to try and get this team in. We need to get into the Champions League.
Yeah.
And you know, and we'd have been bouncing if we were sitting in fourth place.
Oh,
here.
No, it's fantastic. Funny.
You know, it really is. But even to be in, we don't want third now because of Arsenal, but even to be in the top three, which means, you know, we're guaranteed that we're automatically in the groups.
Yeah.
You know, we don't have to go through this. Remember that, playing young boys in the qualifiers and being 2-0 down and whatever it was.
Which was a pain, but also was one of the greatest nights.
Oh,
because
it was.
It was like a cup final at the start of the season.
It was, but we don't need that. We don't need that stress. We've had enough stress in our lifetime. I just want to get a nice group stage and, you know, get a nice big team there as well. You know, let's get Real Madrid or Barcelona. Oh. I wouldn't mind that there.
Yeah.
You know, let's get them and go and test ourselves. But,
yeah,
you know, it's going to be massive on Sunday. And do you know what? I, for one, if we get this result on Sunday, if we win, or even if it's a draw and City beat, I'll be dancing around the room.
Yeah.
And I'll be getting on my Facebook and on my Twitter and giving every Arsenal guy I know loads and loads of stick. And I'm going to keep doing it, Steve, until the season starts again.
Absolutely.
You know, so, you know, that's what it's about for us now.
Another,
you know,
another one on the radio. It was the woman who works with Mickey Quinn on a Sunday morning, and she said, "But don't something about, but don't Spurs have to do it for the next 20 years?" It's like, oh my goodness, really? So we've done it once, well, or hopefully we're going to do it once, and we've got to wait 19 more years before we can actually celebrate. Is that how it works? I don't think so.
Yeah, why so? I seen you tweeted something, the TalkSport. Was there, I didn't hear TalkSport this week. Was there a discussion about Spurs?
What it is, Carl, I don't really listen to TalkSport Drive anymore. I listen to a good sort of 10 years solidly, driving home.
Yeah.
Now I don't drive home, I walk, so I don't really listen to it anymore. But occasionally I tune in. I tuned in around Christmas time, or just after Christmas. And what Adrian Durham did was he did this bottling thing, and he had a sound effect of a load of bottles jingling. And he sort of said, you know, let's see, every time Spurs lose, we're going to play this jingle, because they're obviously bottlers. And first of all, I don't really understand that term. But what's happened since then is I haven't really listened to it since, but everyone I've spoken to has said, oh, Spurs going to bottle it, Spurs going to bottle it. Like, and I'm like, do you listen to Talk Sport? Yeah. Oh, that's where you got that term from. Because in my opinion, a bottler is somebody that, you know, goes and says, I'm going to do a bungee jump. And then for like 3 weeks says, I'm going to do a bungee jump. And everyone else says, well, I'm not. They say, I am. And then as soon as it gets up there, the knees go and they go, well, actually, I'm not. And that's bottling it, right?
Yeah.
Like somebody who says, well, I don't know, a team that might be top of the league at Christmas and says, oh, yeah, we're going to win the league. Oh, we're going to win the league. We're Arsenal. We're Arsenal. We're going to win the league. And then they don't. That's bottling it. But a team that's fighting, and then, you know, we're just too far away. And don't forget, Leicester haven't lost a game.
Yeah.
You know, they just keep winning and winning and winning. And they go to Man United, they go a goal down, and then they get a goal straight back, and then just shut up shop.
Yeah. It's just brilliant. Possibly could have won the game.
Brilliant by them. They have been absolutely superb in winning football matches, the way they've done it. And, you know, the Spurs, we haven't lost a load of games. We've just, you know, drawn away at Liverpool. We weren't very good at West Ham, but you can't win them all. And a couple of other anomalies. But pretty much, we've been terrific. But this whole bottling it thing. So what I said to him, just turn the tables. It's very easy. I said, come on the show and just explain why you think Spurs. Because he said, because Goffey said, you know, but it's been a successful season for Spurs, hasn't it? And he said, not really. Finishing second, I wouldn't call that a success. Who's he talking? He's been banging on for 10 years about how poor Tottenham are.
Yeah,
how bad Tottenham are. And then all of a sudden, finishing second. And the big thing is because it's behind Leicester.
Yeah.
And we're the second best team. We're the second most consistent team in England. You know, in Britain, if you want, whatever. You know, that is a success. So stop trying to tell Spurs fans to stop enjoying themselves.
I know it's
fodder for the Sharks and what have you, and you do get wound up. But all I said was, are you going to come on our show and just discuss it, or are you going to bottle it? To which he didn't come back. So the next day I just said, so I guess you're not going to come on our show. Bottled it, have you? You know, that sort of thing, just to see if I get a response. You don't get a response from him, unfortunately.
No.
And I know what he's doing, and it's his job. And it's like the Neil Custis fella who keeps banging on about Jose Mourinho going to Man United when there's been nothing solid. It's completely made up. But you know what? Neil Custis will not lose his job if Van Gaal stays another year or Mourinho goes somewhere else. Do you know why? Because Neil Custis sells a lot of newspapers for the Sun newspaper, doesn't he?
Yeah.
You know, they don't buy it in Liverpool. So they say, you know, you've got to make stories up about Man United. That's how you'll sell papers. So the United fans go, oh, we'll buy the Sun because there's something about, you know, and the next, you just know that at the weekend or next weekend or all through the summer, it's going to be Dyer for Man United, Ali for Man United, Walker for Man United. You know, the list goes on. And every time you look, all the Man United fans, especially with Spurs Man United fans, will all be written by Neil Custis. And again, fair play to him because it sells millions of papers. So well done, that man. But do not listen to a word of it because it's all completely made up rubbish.
I know, 100%. But I just pray, Steve, that we do it. I know there's a lot of people panicking and worrying. I'm looking forward to watching the game, but I just hope we get it done and dusted. You know, that so we're not sitting depending on City. You know, on the City result. It'd be nice to be able to sit and enjoy that game, and get a few tweets and a few things out to Arsenal players or fans. You know, before the game. But look, no matter what happens, Steve. It's been an unbelievable season. And obviously, we've only probably a couple of shows left to do before the end of the season, and we'll do like a review at the end. Yeah. And also, just to put out, because we haven't done it for months, is obviously the fantasy football table still going.
Oh, let's talk about that.
Yeah, because I think you're in the top 10, Steve, for the first time ever.
I've made some excellent little substitutions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I'm
11th.
Well, I will do that next week. So, well, I'll have that all sorted for next week, and we'll get it out there.
Which will be the penultimate
week. Yeah, because I think there's two or three guys at the top are very, very close as well. Yeah. So we'll definitely get the fantasy football out. And next year, we'll get it done a wee bit better. I'll do it slightly more regularly.
Even up until, what was it, last week, someone sneaked a little Arsenal player in.
Yeah, I've seen that there.
Sneaked Bellerin. No, you can't have him. So what's the team going to be against Southampton, Cole? Because obviously, you know, you go with Lloris in goal. Is he going to stick with Walker and Rose and
Vertonghen? Is Rose okay? Rose fit? I know he had to go off.
Well, look, if he's not, then Ben Davies.
Yeah, I'm happy with either.
Yeah, back four, there you go. And then you've got into midfield, so you've got Dyer, who we've done his go into it. He was very reckless against Chelsea. It was nice, for some of the Chelsea players to get a kick back for once. Remember Cahill, who booted Kane in the back last year? Remember Torres, who scraped the face of Vertonghen?
Yeah.
Nothing was done about that, by the way.
Yeah.
Nothing was
Nothing.
to the FA to have a look at. They did
Oh, it was
nothing.
far worse.
Right there.
Far worse. I put that tweet out, actually.
Yeah.
But actually, sorry, Steve. We never spoke about him, about Dembele. But again, a bit like what was said about Walker in the first half. Stupid. He didn't need to do it. And he was so lucky at what
I think
the linesman maybe did see it. But
do you know what I think? I think they targeted Diego Costa. I think they were the instructions because they thought he's gonna react.
Yeah.
And actually, Diego Costa is so good at what he does.
Mm-hmm.
He knows right where that line is, doesn't he?
Yeah.
So he gets right into people's faces and he's like, go on. And then he goes like, so when Vertonghen pulled the shirt, which again was silly, and then he got right into his face and then he pulled back right at the right moment.
Yeah.
And then he puts the old innocent face on, which is, did you see that? Did you see that, ref? You've got to do something about that, ref. And it's like, oh, but that's the way he plays. I'd love him at Tottenham. Back up for Kane.
He'd ruffle a few feathers now, definitely.
So you got, as we say, we've got Dyer. Who next to Dyer then? Is Mason coming in next to him?
It's probably going to be Mason,
Bentaleb,
I would say.
Out for the cold?
Is Bentaleb, I think he might be injured still.
He might play Tom Carroll, actually.
Yeah,
Is he injured?
I haven't seen Carroll about for quite a while now, but yeah. I think he'll go Mason.
Mason, and he just says, "Come on, you know, let's."
What about Fimmer? Get Fimmer in. Maybe put for talking in, but I don't think he'll do that.
No, I think you go with Ryan Mason and you say, "Go on, you make yourself because he was the boo boy." You know, Spurs fans have had such success this year that we've had these boo boys at certain stages, and at the moment, the boo boy is Mason. You know, it's actually awful the way that Spurs fans on other podcasts are saying, "Oh, what does he do? He does nothing. He does it." It wasn't long ago that you were all having a go at me for saying, "What's he doing in our side?" So, you know, you can't have it both ways. He's been terrific for us. The fact is, the guy is very difficult. Like I said with Adebayor last year, it's very difficult when you're not playing. And Townsend, it's very difficult when you're not playing to justify yourself to play well. So Son comes in for 10 minutes at the end of three or four games. Oh, he's a load of rubbish. Wait there, you're not playing. You know, you've got to give these guys five or six games in a row and then make your judgment. So come on, Ryan Mason, you come in next to Dyer, do the business and, you know, get everyone back on your side. I'd like to see that.
Yeah.
Then you've got the three, Lamella, Eriksen and Son or Chadli. I'd go with Son again.
Yeah.
Then you've got Kane up front.
Kane up front, yeah. I would say that'll be the team, you know. But look, it's more than strong enough, Steve, you know, to beat Southampton. You know, they've got obviously a few dangerous players. And here, there's the name again, Shane Long.
Yeah.
Shane Long.
Yeah.
Remember last week's show, I couldn't think of any names. You know, there's a name which we've spoke about before. I actually think he'd be brilliant at Spurs. And I think it was Pochettino signed him for Southampton. So there's a player, you know, to be thinking of for next season as well. But
I'm
know,
not sure. I think you've got to think bigger than Shane Long now.
Yeah,
I think
possibly,
the Champions League. I think we go for the Van der Vaart type player. You know, the players that aren't quite getting into the Real Madrid side. Why don't we use that Real Madrid special relationship and get some of those guys that are sort of? Why don't we get Hammers or whatever his name is?
Yeah. Funny,
he's sat on the bench all season.
Yeah. Exactly.
You know, funny, play for Spurs on loan. Yeah. For a season.
He's 100%.
Why not?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that they're the kind of signings, you're right. You know, Ibrahimovic is obviously one I said about last week. You know, Hamas, you know, was said about Ribery. The other one I sort of looked at the other night was Müller. You know, Müller at Bayern Munich. You know, imagine if you can get like a Müller coming into the team.
If you could get him, that would be amazing. I don't know if you could.
No, I don't think you could.
But then you think...
But you never know, Guardiola go on and...
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You almost want Man United to finish above City, don't you? Because you think, you know, they don't splash the cash. Well, they won't. They can't splash as much cash as they have done. They've spent so much money. Whereas Man City, you think Pep Guardiola is going to come in and they're just going to give him a chest of unlimited funds.
Yeah, he's going to rip that whole team apart.
Yeah.
You know, I'm even hearing the goalkeeper, you know, Joe Hart could be under pressure.
Yeah.
Of going, you know, I heard rumours today that Liverpool are obviously looking at him as well.
Well, you do look at some of these goalkeepers in Europe and you just think, actually, there's some excellent goalkeepers around.
Yeah.
I do. I do think so.
But you know, it's going to be a real interesting, you know, summer. But obviously, the Euros is in between that as well.
Mm.
But you know, I think what was said last week is right. You know, a bit of experience. You know, a big name. You know, someone to come in there. Here, did you watch Soldado tonight?
Terrible.
Ugh.
He was terrible.
He just looked like the same Soldado that was at Spurs.
Yeah, he looks, when you look at him a close up, he looks like he's been involved in the game. He's so passionate. He's, you know, but actually, he does nothing. And he did nothing at Tottenham.
No. Do you know who I like tonight from Villarreal? Oh, what's his name? Is it Suarez?
Don't know.
Suarez, like the wee tricky sort of right sided player.
Yeah.
He looked a player. He's the most assists in the Europa League this season. Looked a good player. I still think it's a kind of like a Coutinho sort of a player that we need. You know, like a Modric.
Yeah.
You know, maybe still to fit in there. I know Eriksen does that as well. But you know, that sort of wee magician that can slip in the passes.
Talking of Liverpool, I had a Liverpool fan saying that we were a disgrace on Monday night. So I just texted him back. You know, was it the t-shirts the Liverpool players wore when Suarez bit someone, or was it when he was being racist? When did the Liverpool players wear those t-shirts? You know,
trouble is,
Cole, you know, it happens to all the sides. Things happen all the time. Yeah, but that was one of the most horrendous, cringeworthy games I've ever watched with Spurs, you know, and I've seen us play terribly before, and I don't know what's worse, really, watching us play absolutely awful, like when we were at Chelsea, what was it, 2 years ago, when we just kept giving them the ball, go on, score another one.
It's the night Sherwood cracked.
Oh yeah, or was it that one when we just went flying in? I mean, my goodness, you know, Pochettino has got to look at it and go, you know, all right, you've got all that out of your system. Now let's go back to where we were. Pass the ball around quickly, though, pacey passing, getting behind, and let's get a couple of goals against Southampton, calm everybody down, and keep the ball, you know, against Chelsea. I know we keep going back and forth, you know, so many things swim in your head and you want to say them all. Chelsea 2-0 up, shut up shop, just get everybody behind the ball and you hit on the break, just like Leicester have done in the last all season. You know, Huth and Morgan have just headed the ball. Schmeichel's come out for absolutely everything. That's what we should have done. But we didn't. We kept going forward and we weren't even getting close to their goal. So, you know, it just nothing works. Like, nothing works
that, you know,
off against Chelsea.
They will definitely learn from this, you know.
Yeah.
But, you know, the other thing, just to round off, Steve, you know, I think the difference as well at this game on Sunday, I would like to think most of the crowd will stay this time, you know, for that lap of honour, because obviously we've been to a few last games and the one there a few years ago against Aston Villa, and everybody just left.
Yeah.
I didn't, you know, I stayed to obviously watch it because I'm not there that often, but,
yeah,
you know,
well,
I think we should stay, even if
we lose, we're still
ahead
of Arsenal, and we can all we need is one win, because even if they beat Man City, we, as long as we beat not Newcastle, but please don't get to that. Please don't get to that.
Yeah, just get it done and dusted this weekend, because you can just see Mr. Townsend popping up with another one of his goals, you know.
Yeah, he's funny, isn't he? Because he, in that game, he gave the ball away and he got, you know, Newcastle fans were like, oh dear, and then he scored a great, great free kick. And I was like, oh, aye, aye. You know, he's that sort of player. You know,
That's what he does. And here, we got a bit of a laugh last week. I think a few people liked your the fat boy.
Yeah,
and school joke, and me driving a car around the London Marathon.
Yeah, I didn't hear the punchline. I was just agreeing with you. I was like, "Yeah, great."
did you not realise that's what I said?
No, and then the poet said that, and I was like, "Oh."
Okay. See, we're starting to put a bit of comedy under the show, Steve. You know,
it's always been there, but it's you have to work. You have to, you know, read between the lines, but the comedy is there. You know, the fans that listen to this, you know, you need to try a little bit harder, because the jokes are there.
Yeah, especially Steve's. But look,
this is a highbrow podcast, Cole. You know, to listen to this, you've got to be a little bit, you know, a higher brow Spurs fan. You know.
But look, hopefully, look, it's been a tough week for us, hasn't it? It's been a tough week, but it's good to, Monday's well out of my system now, and it's all guns blazing now for Sunday. And fingers crossed we get that second place, and we can do a great show next week and go over a few highlights of the season and do a bit of Arsenal slagging, and that'll be nice. That'll be very, very nice.
Oh, hopefully. All right, buddy.
Okay, mate. Well, look, come on, you Spurs. First season isn't over yet, and
Big, big,
let's keep doing it.
big. The Chelsea had their Paul Merson even said it was their cup final. It was Chelsea,
Yeah.
and he's a Chelsea fan. He said it was their cup final. He thinks they're going to lose at Sunderland this weekend because they had their cup final. Go and look at Merson's predictions because that's what he said. This is our cup final. This is our
Yeah.
cup final on Sunday against Southampton. Let's go out there. Let's keep our heads and let's do it. Yeah, really looking forward to it. And it's been a bit of a gloomy week, understandably. But keep your peckers up, and let's go for it. And good stuff.
Yeah, come on, you Spurs.
All right, come on, you Spurs.
I push my fingers.